Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for January 2006. Last winter, memorably, the first honest snowstorm came late, not till after the middle of January. When it came, however, it more than made up for its tardiness. After scaring themselves half to death over a couple of days, the TV weather forecasters found their habitual exaggeration fully justified. Over 3 days, a blast of snow and wind traveled from Minnesota to Maine and as far south as Washington. Airports were closed, highways were made impassable, the city of Boston virtually shut down. The blizzard was, an awed reporter noted, one of the 10 biggest winter storms of the past century. At this place, in the New England Hill Country, the snow began late on a Saturday afternoon and fell for about 12 hours. The next morning, I found it lying to the level of my knees, a little short of 2 feet deep. With a sigh, I loaded both barrels of the snow shovel and plodded forth to my labor of removal, only to find no labor but a blessing. Under a clear azure sky, a brisk wind whipped over plains and ridges of snow. And what snow it was! Dry, fine, powdery, sparkling like diamond dust, and practically weightless. The stuff fairly flew off the shovel. My kind of snow, I thought. 2 feet is more snow than anybody should have to move with nothing but a shovel, but if you must have 2 feet of snow to move, these are the 2 feet to have.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.